Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Are you ready to go deep in the heart of Texas for the 2020 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show? It's the cattle industry's biggest convention back in San Antonio, a place filled with incredible sights, history, food, and fun. And you can't afford to miss the huge NCBA Trade Show.
The trade show is unbelievable. I think it's the biggest one I've ever been to, and it seems like it just gets bigger and better every year.
There's no better place for cattlemen and women to learn, have fun, and connect with fellow producers from across the country.
Cattle Industry Convention is one of those can't miss, right? If you haven't gone or haven't attended, you see so many old friends, and it really is. It's a combination of business and social.
Amazing speakers, unbeatable education, all for cattle producers. So plan now to go deep in the heart of Texas for the 2020 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show. Visit ncba.org for more.
Well, limited activity has been seen and is expected to be seen through the day in cash cattle markets, although it's no surprise that very little interest was shown in cash trade yesterday. The midweek holiday is likely to delay any significant developments in cash market trade until at least Thursday or Friday. Although some cattle may be priced and there could be a few bids floated before the end of the day, both sides appear to be content with cattle sold through the end of the year and are willing to push any significant business into early 2020. On the hogs, mixed trades expected early today as trades continue to focus on the underlying support being built into the market based on expectations that a partial trade deal will be signed at the end of the week. Although there has been no official announcement by either side, the continued focus that China officials are heading to the U.S. has sparked support in all nearby lean hog futures during the early week trade. Wheat markets are mixed, with winter wheat contracts posting small gains, while spring wheat sits on small losses. For the year-to-date, Chicago wheat's up about 10.25%, which pales in comparison to the gains in most energy and equity markets. After hanging 5 to 6 cent gains on most contracts, wheat reversed course mid-morning yesterday to close lower and leave an ugly reversal on charts. Corn futures are weaker on the last trading session of the calendar year, following through on yesterday's weakness. For the year, front-month corn futures gained 3.13%, with most commodity markets closing 2019 with gains. Easier soybean prices overnight, consolidating some of the impressive gains posted yesterday. There was no secret as to the catalyst for the rally, with senior-level Chinese officials set to travel to Washington this weekend. We're going to check futures in just a moment.
Well, cattle producers, Superior Livestock wants to say thank you for a great 2019, and they invite you to be a part of Bell Ringer 33. The 2020 Bell Ringer sale will be happening the 8th and 9th of January, Wednesday and Thursday, at the front end of the National Western Stock Show in Denver, Colorado. Host hotel for Bell Ringer 2020, Doubletree by Hilton on Quebec Street in Denver. For more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
February live cattle down 27 cents yesterday, 126.42. April down 10, 127.67. January feeder cattle down 12 cents, 145.42. March down 30 cents at 144.50. February hogs up 122 at 71.80. April up 75 cents at 78.62. Kansas City wheat, March up 3/4, 480 and a half. May was up a penny yesterday, 489. Chicago wheat, March down a quarter penny, 556. May was up a half at 559. March corn down 1 3/4 at 388 and a quarter. May was down 1 1/2 at 395 and a quarter. January soybeans up 10 cents, 939 and a half. March up 11 cents at 952 and a half penny. Now March cotton up 14 cents, 69.70. May's up 6 cents, 70.81. February crude's down 74 cents at 60.94. March down 76 at 60.68.
That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.